So there's a story about an old man bent over, you know, bent over shoulders, coming out of the pouring rain, and he fights to close his umbrella, and then with much difficulty slowly walks up the steps. And he passed by a carved stone pot into which water is dripping from a hole in the roof of the porch. And he pauses for a moment and he listens to the combination of sounds. There's the pitter-patter of the rain on his back, the gurgling sound of the water, you know, at his side, and the dripping of the rain into the stone pot. And he notices that there's a mingling of sounds in such a perfect way that it creates a mix of melancholy and joyous sounds. It makes something beautiful in the midst of rain. And then he remembers what his father told him when he was a little boy. There is sadness in beauty. When you can understand that, you will no longer be a boy. Life is not neat and clear-cut and obvious. It is remarkable that events can be hard and sad and painful and hurtful, while at the same time be beautiful and attractive, necessary, and even worthwhile and a good. And we call this Good Friday, and so it is. But that is because we hold something that we call sad together with something that is beautiful. We do not say that it is one or the other, but that it is both at the same time. There is the ugliness of violence to an innocent man, the betrayal of friends, the sadness of death, the hurt of a mother watching her son die, and the pain that is physical and emotional are all part of this day. And we hold all that together with the love of Jesus, the faithfulness of a man to his calling, the dedication of a mother and other women, the selflessness of offering oneself for the sins of others, and the grace offered to people of faith. A horrible and sad thing happened on this day, and yet at the same time, it was beautiful and a loving thing that happened on this day. We call this Good Friday, and we call the cross the Holy Cross. Good Friday, when a terrible and loving thing happened on it. Holy Cross, because it's a sacred thing that happened on an instrument of torture and death. And we hold these things together and cease to be little children when we understand that sadness and beauty, love and sacrifice, veneration with the cross, are all held together. We don't try to reconcile them. We let them be. There is something beautiful and at the same time sad to see a family around the bed of a dying parent, to see a room full of AA people who have known such hurt and loss in their own life, now reaching out and caring for one another in their struggles. We know of the happiness of a class clown, a comedian who's always making everybody laugh, and have a great time while at the same time suffering from great pain inside. You know, Hollywood is filled with those, and some have even taken their own life, and yet were the funniest of people. You know, we can have the beauty and the glamour on the outside, while at the same time, the emptiness and pain on the inside. Life holds these things together. And so when we look at the cross, we really see two deep human realities at their extremes, colliding together in one great symbol. The first is the reality of love, love that is sacrificial, and the reality of what humanity does to itself, what people do to other people. They come together on this night when we remember the crucifixion of Jesus. Love and hate, good and evil, something beautiful and something ugly, all held together. And it's amazing how deep our faith is and how deep life is. On this Good Friday, we remember all that Jesus did as he hung on the cross, all that he endured out of love for us. That is something so sad that happened to him, and yet so beautiful to see it done out of love, so that he would open the gates of heaven and we might be with him one day in eternity. Hopefully, you will notice this today when you venerate the cross on which hung the Savior of the world by just kneeling before it. We can't minimize how sad this day is, and yet how beautiful, and we hold them together. When we understand that with our hearts, we no longer have childish faith with warm and fuzzy feelings, but a reality check on the depth and the breadth of the meaning of this day.